And welcome to Fuck It, We're 50.
And we're back again. Season 2, Episode 2.
Yeah. Season 2? Okay.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. We've been doing it a lot longer. Probably because we have a lot more of issues.
If we only had a blooper reel.
I know.
People could only listen to the blooper reel.
Yes.
They'd be like, oh man, these two. Anyway. So we want to talk about, I have a whole list here. We got a lot to get through. So I'll talk about today, and I got a cavity filled. It's the first cavity I've had since I was like 10 years old.
That blows my mind. Since 10, you've had no cavity.
Apparently, menopause significantly increases the risk of tooth decay. Let me tell you why.
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready? Xerostomia, dry mouth. Lower estrogen reduces saliva, which is your natural defense against bacteria. Bone density loss, so that affects your mouth. Gum disease and burning mouth syndrome. I never heard of that.
I don't want to know
what that is. But that's part of hormonal changes. It says some women experience a burning sensation on their tongue or cheeks due to hormonal changes. Yeah.
I'm checking my tongue right now.
Are you burning? Yeah, burning. No. Burning mouth syndrome.
Not right now.
Woohoo! But. I do want to eat hot pizza. But so drink plenty of water, of course. We all know that. Intensify your hygiene, which we're going to talk about in 2 seconds. Professional care, see your dentist regularly. Eat a balanced diet. Don't eat sweets. And discuss your options with your dentist.
Okay.
Today, at 54 and a half years old, I learned how to brush my teeth properly.
I can't wait to hear this.
So here I want to ask you, how do you brush your teeth? Like, walk me through that. What does this look like when you brush your teeth?
How?
Not how, like every step. Like, get your toothbrush, do what? Then what do you do?
I get my toothbrush. I put my toothpaste on my toothbrush. Then I wet it a little bit. And then I put it in my mouth.
Okay. First of all, how much toothpaste do you use?
I don't use a lot.
Yeah.
Too much is it's just a big glob of toothpaste in your mouth. So, no, I don't use a whole lot.
Okay.
But I go across the outside, obviously. Yeah. I do the inside.
Yeah.
And then I do the bottom of the teeth and or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And
it, yep.
Exterior.
And then what do you do?
I rinse my mouth.
Okay.
And I rinse my toothbrush.
Yep.
And then I wipe my mouth off.
So okay.
You ask me for a step by step.
Here we go. I'm going to blow your mind.
Okay.
Step one, never wet your toothbrush. Put a very teeny tiny amount of toothpaste on there. Like less than a pea size.
Okay.
You're going to put it in at 45 degree angle, circle, circle, and flick. Move it along. Circle, circle, flick. Down. Circle, circle, flick. Down. You do not want a wet toothbrush. And you're going to continue doing that. Circle, circle, flick. Inside, outside, tongue, cheeks, all that.
Okay.
Spit out what you, like, have accumulated in there. Like, if it's foamy or whatever. And leave it alone. Do not rinse your mouth. Do not put water on your toothbrush. Do not put water in your mouth. Wash your toothbrush and put it away.
So kind of like when the dentist cleans your mouth, like uses a toothpaste, and you can feel it on there, but you're not going to rinse it? You're just going to leave
you
it
You do
go?
Not rinse it. You don't put water anywhere near your mouth.
Oh, my God. Did you Google this?
It's because the water acts as a barrier between the plaque and your toothbrush. So you're not getting it all off of there. And you're supposed to leave the toothpaste on there and let it do its work until you go to drink or eat.
I have never heard that.
Me neither. I know.
And I did go to I told you I had an appointment this week as well. It was my cleaning. Had the full x-rays and all that. But she said, well, my hygienist, she said, your teeth look really good.
Nice.
So I'm using water.
And you're not circle, circle, flicking.
Yeah. But I also take calcium pills too, because at menopause, my gynecologist told me a couple years ago that I should be taking calcium. So yeah. Do you take calcium?
I do. I take gobs of vitamins because of my gastric bypass. My body no longer absorbs the things that it's supposed to absorb. I take so many.
So no, I have a girlfriend, and I think I told you about this. Recently, we got together for dinner, and she said that she's never had a cavity. She's a few years older than I am, and just went to the dentist, has six cavities.
Six.
Never had one in her life, and the hygienist told her it's menopause.
Yes. I'm telling you, it's real.
This is new. Have you ever heard anybody talk about this?
Never heard of that ever in my life. I knew, like, the hot flashes and the brain fog and da-da-da-da-da. Never heard anything about your teeth, ever.
Yeah. There needs to be more conversation about this stuff.
Right. Well, that's why we're here.
Yes.
We're here to help the people.
All right.
We're here to help you.
I guess we won't really disclose what dental office you went to or whatnot, but this is what you were told. So
right.
That's why I asked, though, if you Googled it. Like, I wonder if it comes up out there, like in the internet world.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Anybody listening should talk to their dentist. If they're in menopause, make sure you talk to your dentist, because it's real.
And next time I go, I will ask my dentist. She is a new dentist. She's newer to me.
Okay.
But she is young. You know, like when you go in someplace now and you're like, oh my God, he looks like he's 12.
Yeah.
Or so on.
We're at that age now.
Well, she don't look much older than 12. But anyway, but I will ask her.
Okay.
Yeah. About
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and limit sweets. Like, not only for your teeth, but for your belly. Shouldn't be.
Well. So, yeah, real quick, we'll just touch on this. So I was telling Ange that my husband and I just got back from the Dominican Republic. And while we were there for 6 nights, I was sucking on those pina coladas really heavily.
So good.
They were, oh my gosh, they were so awesome. It was one of the best drinks I've ever had. And then Troy happened to look and saw that they were like over 1,100 calories. I don't know what he looked
per
at
drink.
On the
so
internet.
Do you know how many you drank in
no.
that six?
We were trying to calculate it
a little bit.
Oh,
my gosh.
And needless to say, I didn't want to know, really.
Yeah.
But, yes, I have effectively put on a lot of weight. Not just this past couple weeks with being on vacation. It has steadily come back after I lost 30 pounds two years ago. Well, yeah, it was about 2 years ago. It was in 2023. So
okay. Really,
now we're in 2025, but full menopause that I'm currently in since July.
Right.
Foot surgery where I couldn't exercise. So I put all that weight back on.
Yeah.
So today I started SlimFast.
All right. Do you like the shakes?
I love the strawberry shakes.
Really?
I do, yeah.
I could never do SlimFast. I just don't like, I don't know if it's the texture. I mean, they don't taste bad. I just don't like I think it's the texture.
I don't have a problem with that. And actually, to be honest, most of the time I will buy the Equate brand.
Okay.
But I ran into Weiss last night on the way home and just grabbed a 4-pack that they had at the SlimFast, and I got the strawberry, which I really like. Now, the weight loss before was Optavia.
Right.
But I was okay with their foods. It's their own packets of food. But I felt like I did it for so long, and even like snacking on like cherry tomatoes or some fruits and that, I am just so tired of eating. It sounds ridiculous, but I said to Troy last night, I said, I'm just tired of food. So give me the shake in the morning, shake at lunch,
and
eat a sensible meal.
Right.
In the evening.
Yeah.
And you can have 3 snacks according to SlimFast. So I don't really know what SlimFast rules are.
I just wanted a meal replacement. Vegetables or, you know, lower sugar fruits like berries and stuff. Probably.
I expect. And I eat a lot of blueberries. That's one of my biggest berries that I
eat. I'm sure they have a website you can go on and look and see what their meal plan is.
I'm sure they do. But you know what? It's coming up around February, which is when I'll have my annual with my doctor. And he suggested me before, even a couple of years ago before I did the Optavia, well, if you want something for weight loss, we can talk about that and get you something. So I've been thinking, geez, do I need the Ozempic.
GLP-1 train.
Yeah, but I don't want to do it. I think it's too new yet. And then we know that everything on the internet is true, right?
Right.
No.
Of course.
So, but I just saw something again the other day, and they were talking about people like going blind or something when you, you know, you take these drugs.
Kim was looking into it. She's like, have you ever looked at the side effects? I said, no, because I don't need it, but I'm sure there's a lot. Because what happens is when they do control studies like that, no matter what happens to those subjects, even if it's not related to the medication, they have to put it on there as a side effect.
Okay.
It could be completely unrelated, but because it happened to them, they have to put it on there.
Got it. Yeah, I don't know. It's just too new, and I just can't do it now. And I know some people who have, and they've been successful with it, and they don't have side effects or whatnot. I don't know. I got to go by the old-fashioned way and just try to watch what I eat and
come
back.
Yeah.
And see what it can do, but it sucks.
You're pretty successful doing that, though.
Well, I was. I mean,
but you just have to be, like, super disciplined, which is hard.
Right now?
When you're busy.
I know. Well, no, I just made, like, 3 pounds of no-bakes last weekend for a cookie party. And then, you know, brought them home. And
I love those.
So you're talking about sweet for teeth. Yeah. When you're in a stage of your life, what do you want? You want everything that's sweet.
Right.
Most of us do, anyway.
Fatty and sweet. Stuff that's not good for you.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. It's a struggle. Well, but anyway, that's interesting news. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
I couldn't wait to hear that tonight.
I know. You were on the edge of your seat.
Yeah.
So then we had talked about we were going to be doing things. So we did do the axe throwing in March of this year. Mm-hmm. So I'll put those pictures online. That was fun.
It was. If we talked about this before, we apologize, but I don't think we actually talked about the actual event, but it was pretty cool. I mean, those axes are a little bit heavy, you know?
They are. You know what I really liked when we went to that? So it was Axe of Faith in Muncie. And it wasn't really busy. I mean, they had other people in there. The guy really took his time to show us different techniques. What works for you? What might work for you? He stood there, watched us, helped us.
Yeah.
He didn't have to do that, but that was really nice.
Yeah. It was fun, even if you didn't, you know, keep the axe on the board.
Right. If it bounced back and almost hit your leg, you know, whatever. But
yeah. I mean, you know, I had that fear, like, if you're not going to let it go, and next thing you know, you're going to have an axe in your leg, you know.
Chop your leg off.
You don't. You release it.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind doing that with the family, like my kids and stuff. I think that they would enjoy that.
That would be fun.
But we just haven't had the time. It's been a busy year. But yeah, so we did do that.
We went through when they opened up the state game lands. We finally got into the Elvira bunkers. So they opened it up. They did a tour, self-guided tour. Your husband drove us in his big truck. We were able to get in, look around in the bunkers. I'd never been in there in my life. Yeah, and I've always wanted to go.
History there. Yeah, a little bit of history. So that was cool.
That was really fun. Then we went to Katy Church Road to the church and did some EMF detection, tried to feel her presence.
Yes.
I will say my phone did go. Remember my phone screen kept going black.
Yeah.
When I was trying to record. That was weird.
Yeah.
It's never happened before. It hasn't happened since. Only when we were up there.
Yeah. And that was towards the dusk time that we were there, I think. But supposedly, she hung herself at the church there.
We
are interested in ghost hunting.
Yes. We're going to do more of that at some point.
Yeah. I might be getting something for Christmas. I don't know.
That's exciting.
Because, you know, my son is one that got me the EMF reader last year. And he asked me, Mom, what do you want for Christmas? You want some more ghost hunting stuff? So,
yeah.
We'll see. Maybe we'll have some additional equipment. But I still think the library,
we got to go to the library.
Yes. We need to be there overnight.
We absolutely do. I can arrange that anytime we can go. We got to bring blow-up mattresses because upstairs is empty, but we can do that.
No, that's fine.
And then we went separately, but we went at the same time to see the vampire circus. So Kim and I went, you and Troy went. And what did you think of that?
It was fun. I mean, it was interesting. It was better than sitting home.
True that.
It was a night out. The Community Arts Theater theater there up there in Williamsport. We've been attending different things up there.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of stuff.
Yeah. More recently, just to get out of the house.
Yeah.
We're going to see the Fleetwood Mac.
Okay. Tribute band.
Tribute band, yeah, in February.
Nice.
But yeah, but I thought, yeah, it was entertaining.
A lot of aerobatic. What do they call it?
Is it aerobatic? It's not acrobatic, but yeah.
Acrobatic. In the air.
Yeah.
With spinning around and all kinds of stuff. That was fun. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was fun.
On a dark side of the circus.
Yeah.
Very dark.
Yeah.
Theater, like.
Yeah.
You know.
Because it was Halloween time.
Yeah, it wasn't colorful with clowns running around like
anything
but circus.
No.
But yeah, it was.
It was cute.
It was fun.
And then we did our Halloween pictures. You joined. So Kim and I do them every year. We go to Autumn. We dress up. We get pictures. But you and Misty joined us this year.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that?
That was fun.
Yeah.
I think I would do it again. Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, explain a little bit, though, about her photography.
So
what it's meant to do.
Yeah. So twice a year, she does what's called body positivity shoots. So in the summertime, she'll give you a theme. Like last year was pink and black. And we did it around her pool. Like, just to feel good about your own body and feel good in your own skin. And then at Halloween time, she wants you to dress up. And there's young girls, older women, skinny girls, heavy girls. Like, and they're all just, they just look so phenomenal. These pictures are phenomenal. She does such a good job.
Yeah.
And then we get a group photo. And it's a blast. Mm-hmm. I love watching the other people too. Really enjoy getting their picture taken. Because, I don't know, I'm not crazy about other people taking my picture. But, you know, at this time of the year, it's like, oh my gosh. And she just does such a great job.
Yeah, I would definitely do it again. I would love to do a summer one.
Yeah. I'll let you know if she does a summer one. I don't think she did it last year. Or if she did, I couldn't go because of my surgery. But yeah, that one's always fun too. Mm.
Yeah. So is there anything else that we did?
I already know what I'm going to be next year. I'm going to be a mermaid. And I'm going to get it in
You're
the...
You're going to be a mermaid?
Yeah. I'm going to be a mermaid and I'm going to get in the...
Blood. Oh, a mermaid.
Yeah.
I thought you said a barmaid.
Not what a barmaid. A mermaid. And I'm going to get in the blood bath. And like have my tail flipped out of the blood bath. Yeah.
Yeah, that
so
was
we're gonna
the
do
blood
that.
Bath was really interesting.
Yeah.
Well, we like Halloween though.
Here
you like the gory stuff too a little bit.
And this year coming up, I'll be able to have a party, so
yeah.
80s. We're gonna still do the 80s theme.
Okay. That mm-hmm. would be great. Are you able to lift more now? Are you still under restriction?
I'm allowed 5 more pounds every month. So I'm at 40 pounds now.
Oh, that's pretty heavy. I mean, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I mean, so I know lifting a 25-pound of dog food, you know, can be.
Right. I know those 12 packs of waters are 50 pounds.
Like, 12 packs like, of water?
No, the 24-pack. Like the big case of water bottles.
They're 50 pounds?
50 pounds.
Mm-hmm. That seems like a lot.
So once I get to that, I think I'll be pretty normal.
Okay.
Because how much, when do you really ever pick up anything besides heavier than that in your everyday life?
Oh, yeah, not in your everyday life.
So,
no.
So then we have to decide what we're going to do next.
Well, it is winter time. It's
yes.
Christmas time now, so we have to give some time here till we can get into something.
Okay.
But I just saw the Escape the Room again the other day.
Oh,
I really want to do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
And see how smart we are not.
So. I've done it twice.
You escaped?
So the first time I did it, I was working at Citizens in Northern. There was a group of us girls. We went, we escaped.
Okay.
The second time I went, we did not escape. I don't think we solved one fucking puzzle. We didn't even get, no, we didn't get out of there. But the first time, they are so fun.
Yes.
They really are fun. Especially if you're in there with a group of people. a blast.
Okay.
Yes.
So we have to.
Yes, do that. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know you want to milk your camel. I know you do.
Well, but spring comes. If those camels' boobs are out, we're milking them. Okay. That's all there is to that.
Well, I guess we'll have to have somebody to videotape this.
We can get somebody to come along. Kim would probably come along and videotape for us.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm milking a camel this year. 2026 is my year to milk a camel. It's like number one on my bucket list. As crazy as that sounds. Doing it.
I was right there with goat yoga.
Goat yoga. That would be fun, too. If we could find a place, especially with baby goats. Oh, they're so cute.
They are cute.
And they hop around. They jump, jump, jump. We've got to do that.
I think I was watching like the Osbournes, like the Ozzy Osbourne show or something. Okay. Where
they did it?
Yeah, I think his daughter did it, if I remember right. Okay. I don't know. It was a while ago, but yeah. I was like, what the hell is this? That's yoga.
There's enough farms around here. You'd think that they would capitalize on that if they have baby goats.
Yeah, right.
Just get somebody to come in and instruct a yoga class. Mm-hmm. You can find that.
Okay.
Do it.
Well, I know we have a long list of things, but anything that we can think of during the winter here.
Or if anybody listening out there has any suggestions, hit me up.
What was the other, what do you call that? We were going to do the cloth hanging, like where you.
Oh, yeah. They have that.
What's it called?
I don't know. It's like a yoga thing, but you get in those cloths. I don't know that I have it written down. There's a lady that does that. Ariel something.
Oh, Ariel something.
Ariel yoga, right. Maybe?
I thought that was on our bucket list, but no. Yours is pole dancing. Do we have pole dancing on there?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You know there's a place in Williamsport because I got Kim that for Christmas one year, and we went and did an it's an exercise class, quote, unquote, but they teach you pole dancing. It's so hard.
I know.
Those girls make it look so easy. That shit is not easy at all.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not. And mm-mm. I'm just thinking with all this extra weight I got, there's no way I'm lifting my ass up on one of those things. It's not happening.
It's fun, though.
But
it was very fun. We had a lot of laughs. But also, I had a suggestion from a listener that we do a live episode show.
Okay.
We can do it at the Art Academy in Milton. Because there was another podcast that did a live show at the Art Academy in Milton.
Okay.
I can talk to Steve. We could book the room. People can come and watch us while we record.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. Something to think about.
I'm fine with that. As long as we have a good topic or know what we're going to talk about. And
we could take questions from the audience. That could open up a whole can of worms.
So forgive me for asking. So when we're talking about a live.
We'd be doing this, you and I sitting. We'd bring the studio with us, the chairs, the thing.
Okay.
We'd be sitting here, right? Like we are now. But like where the chairs and Paris the cat is, would be people. Like our friends and family or anybody that wanted to come see it, we would sell tickets.
So I didn't know if we were just talking about airing live, like with no editing, or if you're talking about filming live.
We'd be recording
that
episode, but we'd be recording in front of a live audience.
Okay.
Yeah. Bloopers and all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We can certainly talk about that.
Okay. I think people would love that. I think people would love that. So also send me a message if you want to do that. So we could do that. I'm just saying. I think it'd be cool.
All right. Well.
Okay.
Anything else on that line there that you can think of right off the top of your head?
No, not off the top of my head.
But the ghost hunting thing, no, we can do that anytime, not too. We can just throw that in there.
Yes. Oh, I found the list. We called it obscure activities.
Okay.
Milking animals was number one, of course.
Angie's idea.
Goats or camels. Or both. ghost hunting, pole dancing, art making, which is pottery, stained glass, whatever, rock climbing.
Oh, good Lord.
Which there's a place in Milton that you can do that too.
Yep. Mm.
And axe throwing. So we've already done the axe throwing and the ghost hunting. Any other obscure activities?
Yeah.
Send them our way.
If you haven't noticed already, ghost hunting is big on my list. So
yeah,
that's going to be an ongoing thing.
Yeah, ongoing. That's an ongoing.
Yeah.
Even though camel milking is number one on my list, once I do it, I don't need to do it again.
Got it. Okay.
So we'll get that knocked off. And then we can move on to something else.
All right. Sounds good.
But the escape room, yeah, for sure. I'm down for that.
Okay. Maybe after the first of the year here, yes. After Christmas here, we can do that.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Other than that, you ready for Christmas then?
I'm ready for it to be over with.
Yeah. Same. But, yeah.
We don't do much.
No, we don't either. I'm pretty much ready, I think. Just got to get a few odds and ends this weekend. And done.
That's it.
All right. Well, then, everybody have a wonderful Christmas. Have a happy new year. A safe new year,
yes.
Please.
If you're drinking. Don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
Call an Uber. There's too many alternate ways to get around.
Right.
Uber, Lyft, call me.
Yeah.
I won't be doing anything. Call me. I'll come pick you up.
So, are you in, because you're not doing anything, are you in bed by 10? Or do you stay up and watch the ball
drop? No. I haven't done that. No. If Mel has a party, I'll go to her house.
Okay.
But if she's not doing anything, then I'll just be home sleeping. Hmm. Yep.
Nothing wrong with being low-key. The older you get.
Not at all. Yeah. Nope.
It's like, we're good.
I'm good. I've been there, done that. Over and over and over again. I'm good. Yeah.
All right. Well, final time again. Say it again. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We'll talk to you in 2026.
2026. Yes.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.